Hi, it's Si Smedley here from Oldham Chronicle with another of my music interviews, and I've got a cracker today because I've been joined by James Cummins from Proletariat, Mosley band doing really well at the moment. Lots of talk about them, and he's got some huge news, haven't you, James, for me in a few minutes.
Indeed.
Great to speak to you again, mate. How are you?
Yeah,
you okay?
Absolutely speaking to you. How
are
you doing?
Yeah, good stuff, mate, good stuff. Right, before your exciting news, we'll just work back a little bit, because it's been a couple of months since we featured you in the Chronicle, featured the band in the Chronicle, and you've had some decent gigs this last couple of months, haven't you, and quite a lot of media coverage. Give the listeners a bit of a flavour of a couple of the gigs you've done. I'm thinking most notably Sound City at Liverpool, James. How did it go there?
Yeah, Sound City was great. It was pretty surreal, to be honest.
Right.
It was our first time heading over to Liverpool, and obviously it's a major festival in the calendar, really.
Yeah, yeah.
You look at the lineup, and you've got like the Kooks, the Cribs, Cabbage, Milburn there, you know. It's, we didn't know what to expect, and then we got there, and there was a decent buzz about the place, and we'd just been to Cortina's the night before, so it was a good weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we got there, we hit the stage, and we only had about 10 people prior that we knew would be there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, we ended up pulling about 200, 250, so it was really, really good.
Fantastic.
I feel like the energy we had on there was good. Going up a notch every time. So.
Yeah, good stuff, because you've had a couple of gigs in town as well, in Manchester, obviously, and I think they've gone pretty well, haven't they? Did you do something with For This Feeling, was it, with one of the other local bands?
Yeah, well, that was our EP launch on May the 5th.
That was
probably the peak we've had so far, you know. We had Cheryl Palace on with us, they were great.
Yeah.
And then we had another This Feeling favourite arcades down from Leicester, so that was good. And then, you know, it was sold out, the room was packed, and that was like what it's all about, you know.
Yeah.
That was a magical 30 minutes that...
Yeah, yeah.
We just want to replicate every time we can now. Like, it was great to see so many people there shouting all the songs back in our faces. So.
Oh, fantastic, mate, fantastic. And as I said, you've had quite a bit of media coverage in terms of sort of the This Feeling website. I think Scruff of the Neck have done something on your gig slots. So there's some quite high-profile kind of people noticing Proletariat, isn't there, James? You must be kind of dead pleased about that. I bet you're all buzzing about that, aren't you?
Yeah, it's great because, like, obviously there's the big names you mentioned there, and then there's people like Design, little indie blogs that get into this from Liverpool, and they're all sort of like, you know, we'll wake up and we'll go on Twitter and there'll be an article on there. And for the first time, like, ever, we've not had to go and, you know, chase people. Oh, do you fancy writing about us? Do you fancy writing about a single? And so it's... great, and everything we've read so far has been really positive, so it gives us a massive boost.
Must do.
You know, it's getting the name out there further, that's what it's all about, so it's nice.
Brilliant, okay. Now, the sort of major news, if you like, or one of the major items of news that I've rung you about today is you've had some news from Cabbage. You're going to be supporting them on five dates at their October tour, mate. I mean, fantastic. I mean, everybody knows about Cabbage these days. They're kind of more or less household names, aren't they? And for you to get to supporting them on their nationwide tour in October these dates, I'm just list them here: Peterborough, Dundee, Dunfermline, Darlington and Barrow. I mean, how did that come about, firstly, James? Do you know any of the Cabbage lads?
Yeah, well, this is the thing. Like, Lee, ever since we sort of went and recorded the EP, Lee's always been like quite close to us, like we sent it his way, and then straight away he was like, oh, this is great, you know, it's pure passion in there, but he was also helping us like with suggestions about the process of releasing it and stuff, so he's always been quite close to the band, and almost like a bit of a mentor figure, really.
All right,
so that was nice, and then I was on my way home from work and he rang me.
Yeah.
And he was just like, well, we've got these dates, and like, we're doing a tour, do you want to jump on it with us? And then I sort of like, froze up. I was just like, I can't replicate everything I said.
Yeah, yeah,
in the interview, but basically the bottom line was obviously yes. And big yes. So,
right.
And then I told all the other lads, and they didn't believe me at first. They were
right.
Like, oh, you know, he's a wind-up merchant, so yeah, they weren't yeah. having any of it. And then I yeah. was basically like, well, I'm being serious.
Yeah,
you know, we
yeah.
won't have to the cabbage.
Fantastic.
So, you yeah. know, that's what it's all about. It's
yeah.
probably
yeah.
the biggest opportunity we could get
yeah.
at this stage. So, you know,
definitely.
Scotland, you know, yeah. we've obviously never been up there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's a completely new...
yeah, you'll have to get... You'll have to... You're gonna have to get a little tour bus, mate, aren't you?
Yeah, well, you know, this is the thing we've been yeah. thinking about: how the hell can we get about? So we're looking at like camper vans and all.
Yeah.
That, so.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant, excellent. Okay, then. So that's obviously fantastic news for the band, but there's not just that. You've got you're supporting Touts and Rory Wynn at Deaf Institute in Manchester yeah. in July, but you also tell me that you got your first big headline show at the Soup Kitchen, I think, in the central Manchester. Tell us about that. When's that, James?
Well, that's going to be August the 19th, and hopefully without giving too much away
yeah.
too soon, it will hopefully be coinciding with a release of some sort.
Right, okay.
So that'll be a special gig.
And yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, going from Jimmy's, which obviously was a great night and a great
yeah.
venue, for
yeah.
looking at 120 cap, this is
yeah.
pushing 200.
Right, right.
So, and we've actually got our good friends King Cartel on main support. So,
all right, brilliant.
You know, that's quite
yeah.
quite a nice touch, and it's yeah. going to be a really good gig.
Fantastic. Well,
I've yeah. been to see some of my favourite bands, like Spectre,
yeah, yeah.
Soup Kitchen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's got a nice vibe to it.
Yeah.
It's downstairs with all the brick
yeah.
and all the dust.
Mm,
and it
mm.
just sort of suits us, I think.
Yeah, and yeah, brilliant.
The sound's getting bigger.
Yeah.
We're getting livelier, so it's
yeah.
going to be good.
Good. Have you... Yeah, brilliant, mate. Well done for that. Well, have you played at the Deaf Institute before?
No.
Because that's a cracking venue. It's one of my favourite venues, that.
Yeah, it's great. You know, you have the disco ball and the balcony and stuff. It's a really nice room. But we actually said, like, at the start of the year,
yeah,
we sort of sat down and was like, what do we want to achieve at the end of this year? Like,
yeah.
I want to play a decent festival.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've come out with a couple of them, thankfully.
Mm.
And
mm.
we want to play... The Deaf Institute, that was one of my sort of goals. And
I see.
That actually came out through Lee as well. He texted us and was like, you know, there's a slot
yeah.
on SJM concerts. Do you
right.
want to jump on it? So
yeah.
obviously
yeah.
it was like, yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
But to be jumping on an SJM gig,
yeah.
so I was trying to break into that circuit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, there's some big players there.
Yeah,
there
is. There is.
We're honoured, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep your fingers crossed for you. So just kind of finally with the gigs, obviously, we all know about the Cotton Clouds Festival, which
yeah.
you're on again. That's sort of like the week before the Soup Kitchen show, but I think they sold quite a few tickets for Cotton for Clouds, and everything seems to be going well, so that's another one to massively look forward to for you, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you look at the lineup, you know, it's absolutely fantastic.
Mm.
Rick and Max have done.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of, you know, look at the Coral, the Sunhill Gang, the Blinders, Clint Boo.
Mm.
You know, it could become a massive name in the calendar again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully they'll be able to do it annually.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I said we're really pleased to be a part of it. And
yeah.
Tim Peake's Diner Stage, which is another, you know, sort of big
yeah.
name.
Mm.
Tim Burgess behind it, so
yeah.
hopefully we'll tear the roof off it.
Yeah.
That's the aim.
Good, good. What will you do on the day at Cotton Clouds? Will you all have a wander around looking at the bands, or will you just sort
yeah,
of concentrate
well,
on yourselves?
It's actually the day before my 21st.
Is so it? Is
it? It's going to be a party.
Right, all right, okay.
We're going to stick around, watch all the names
yeah.
I just mentioned, and catch
yeah.
some bands we don't know of. Obviously
yeah.
that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And then probably go to the after party at Jim's.
Yeah. Finally, James, we're kind of coming to the end of our time now, but
yeah.
I just wanted to, you mentioned that you might be, well, you are going into the studio at the end of this month, aren't you? What's the plan there then? Is it a couple of tracks, two, four, three, what?
We'll be doing four, we'll be recording four, and yeah, we can't wait, we're going back to the same studio, the same guy, Adam, so he knows
is that at,
what we're all about.
Just remind us where that is again.
It's the Hot Pole in Ashton.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Just behind IKEA. But,
yeah.
No, it's going to be good. We've got a deposit now, we've got a date secured.
Yeah.
doing three new tracks and a little surprise, hopefully. So.
All right, okay then. We'll leave it there for the listeners to wait with bated breath about that one then. Thanks for joining me, and it's been really good news, and we'll keep track of Proletariat as the summer goes on, because there's plenty going on, mate. So
it's been a pleasure, mate. Yeah. Keep yourself well.
All right, see you soon. See you, James. Awesome. Ciao, mate. Bye.